Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
As the weather cools off, it's easy to slow down on exercise and feel more sluggish. You know, you want to curl up and eat comfort foods, watch movies, things like that. But really, this is the time of year to take advantage of the lower heat index and, you know, the fact that it's not so hot outside that you can really give yourself a heck of an exercise workout. My guest is Jim White. He's registered dietitian. So, Jim, what should we be doing to fall into fitness and keep our workout levels up as the fall hits and the summer feeling kind of drones?
Yes, we got to get out there. This weather right now is euphoric, and we got to take advantage of it. A lot of times if we stay indoors, we're going to be more sluggish, we're going to get more lazy, and also we're going to be around food, which may cause us to eat more.
No kidding. That's exactly what does happen to so many of us. So what are you suggesting? I mean, if you're used to in the summer biking, swimming, you know, doing any of these kinds of things, but you can't necessarily do them in the fall, you know, but so what do you advise as great ways to get out there and do some exercise?
Well, I think definitely take advantage of the early months of the fall because in most places you're getting that 60, 70 degree weather, which, you know, it's less likely to have heat exhaustion. It just feels good. So, you know, definitely running, biking, you know, being able to do that stuff. Once it gets cooler, you know, go indoors, exercise indoors, you know, build a home gym. It can be done under $100, you know, just with some resistant bands, some stability balls and some light dumbbells, or maybe take in the social scene of a gym and, you know, go in and really, you know, hit the weights to build up muscle during this time of year.
Well, I love to walk outside, Jim, and in this weather, with the leaves changing and the cool factor going on, I can walk far, you know, forever because there's just not that heat. So what else about falling into fitness, you know, getting involved in some of the community programs? Because as school starts again, you know, some of those community programs ramp up.
No doubt. And, you know, most races are done during this time of year just because of the weather. A lot of, you know, races and events, you know, in the summer it's too hot. You got your kids around. So, you know, that could be something to partake in. Also, when your kids are at school, this could be a great time to spend time for yourself. I think that's a lot, a big thing we don't do as individuals. You know, take that time to, you know, maybe take a yoga class, also a hot yoga class too, as the weather gets a little bit cooler, could be a great option to do. Take that stroll, you know, if you have children, you know, take your stroller with you and walk them. Also, you can do activity with your animals. You know, just be outside, be around friends, make it a social hour, yet get your heart rate up to burn those calories.
Now, so, Jim, what about, you know, and we're exercising, we're doing all of these things, and I like that you mentioned the racing this time of year because that's kind of a good motivator, something that you can even actually plan for to
Yes.
get yourself involved in and keep you going. What about things like fall working, like, you know, raking leaves and things like that? Are you getting any kind of exercise doing that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. Anything that's getting your heart rate up. Remember, I mean, it's find something that you do that's fun. Or also trying to kill two birds with one stone. I mean, that's something we got to do. Make it a little bit more strenuous. Work longer, work harder outside. But, you know, doing yard work, you know, raking those leaves, moving around in any ways is a great way to burn extra calories while getting stuff done.
Well, and people don't always think about that, you know, and even as we're cleaning our houses for the winter and doing all of those kinds of things, housework alone can burn calories, you know, besides raking leaves, doing things outside, but housework and, you know, kind of getting your house ready for that hibernation time of the year is really can burn calories just in itself, can't it? But you've got to make sure it's you're not, you know, just doing it kind of la-di-da lazily, right?
Yeah, you can't do it haphazardly. You got to have a little bit of umph in your step there and kind of move around and kind of, you know, pay attention more to that. Make it a little bit more intense. And I like the fact that you mentioned that indoors is time to really clean out your house and time to get organized. I think we should be doing that with our overall fitness plan, too. You know, a lot of people start those New Year's resolutions in January when the damage is done. I think fall is a great time to jumpstart in and really set goals for the holidays instead of setting goals on New Year's for the new year.
Well, that's great advice. And, you know, another people, you start to think all the TV shows come back in the fall. And so a good way to be sort of an active TV watcher is to use a treadmill or a bike, and then you can watch all your shows, and you don't even realize that you've gotten your exercise.
And that is great. In fact, I love watching movies in the winter and even this time of year, and I have elliptical. I love working out in the summer outside, but in the winter, I'll get on there for an hour and 15 minutes, watch a half of a movie, and you're really enjoying it while you're burning calories. So that's something that, you know, we're all busy. I think, you know, rather than sitting on the couch watching a show, jump on that treadmill, jump on that bike. Let's get more calories throughout the day burned.
I absolutely agree with you. Do you have any sort of last-minute tips here for motivation at this time of the year to get ourselves going?
Yes. We're coming into the holiday season. Set your goals now. Think about Thanksgiving. The average person eats around 3,500 calories. That's equivalent to 3 sticks of butter.
Yikes.
So plan out what you're going to do for Thanksgiving. Plan out the holidays, your holiday parties. Put down a calendar. You know, let's try to shave off 5 to 10 pounds by the new year, and you're going to be feeling really good going into New Year's resolutions.
Well, I think that that's great advice. People don't realize the calories that we consume, especially during the holidays, and, you know, how quickly that they can add up. Now, if we were to exercise, Jim, just a quick, give us a little bit. I mean, if we're burning calories, how much of what we're actually eating are we really burning?
Well, I'll tell you what. I always say exercise is overrated a little bit because nutrition is really where it's at. I mean, if you do walk for about an hour, you can burn about 300 calories. And I never, push that away. I think that's great. You know, keep on walking. However, we can eat 300 calories in less than a minute. So, you know, it's really easy to... we have a lot of clients at our studios that exercise a lot, but they still gain weight if they don't focus on that nutrition. Try to shave off 500 calories a day to lose about 1 pound a week, just nutrition alone.
And that's if you stick to what you're eating as it is, without increasing.
Exactly. So really look at what you're eating and just find your vices. Maybe you drink 2 glasses of wine a day, shave off to 1. Maybe you're skipping breakfast. Well, that's the most important part of the day. They say you have a 450% chance of becoming obese by skipping breakfast. Or maybe just instead of, you know, a really high-calorie snack, you know, just shoot for 15 almonds and a piece of fruit. Lighten up your load when it comes to calories. You know, just shaving off, you know, 100 to 200 calories a day can make a big difference in the long run.
What do you think of things like rejuvenating yourself, like massage? Or you mentioned hot yoga. You know, these kinds of things, do you think that they help with some of this getting fit, or are they just more along the relaxing thing?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's Swedish massages, there's deep tissues, but no, these are great goals. I think it's great for our body. I think it's we need that quiet time, too. You know, doing the intense exercising, burning the calories, getting the heart rate up, it gives us energy, which is great, but we also have to balance that with the calmness, flexibility. You know, we need this to find our focus with our mind. That's why I think the yoga, the massage, and really taking care of our bodies in those ways, the meditations, is also important piece of the puzzle when it comes to wellness.
And it certainly all goes together. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and us here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. And remember, we have lots of great shows here on Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. So check us out. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body and Radio MD. Stay tuned. There's more great show coming up.